What's up, everybody? Just sitting here. It is Tuesday. Sorry I didn't post a podcast yesterday. Got really busy. But I just wanted to come at you with this today. I've been talking to a lot of people on social media and putting out questions. You know, what do you want to do with this new year? What goals, dreams, plans you have, and what are you going to do to execute them? And a lot of the feedback I'm getting is this. Yes, I do have a plan, but I don't have the action steps to go towards that plan. And what I think that means for people our age is we have these ideas, but the pen doesn't get to paper, right? And what I mean by that is you may have a plan in your head, some thoughts, some ideas, but you're not writing it down. You're not creating the A, B, C, D, E, F, G of what you need to do. And that's the first step. That's what you need to get to when you want to even try to form the idea and executing it. The first step of execution is creating a plan. I mean, that's just it. That's a fact. You know, I was listening to my man Gary Vaynerchuk. He's my favorite. Total inspiration. Shout out to if he ever hears this. You know, I think, especially for our age, a lot of us kind of go, well, I don't know my passion. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know where I want to go in life. And I don't think I ever will. And just, you get overworked. Listen, I grew up in a family where we were middle class. I really didn't have a hard upbringing when it came to financials. I never had to really worry if, you know, there was going to be food on the table, if I was going to have to start chipping in to pay bills, nothing like that. I mean, it was pretty steady when it came to financials, and I was very comfortable, but being that, I didn't go through a whole lot of trials. I didn't have to build a lot of self-confidence, so I relied and I was very dependent on my mother. And as a result, you know, I love my mother for providing for me, but as a result of that, I never had to struggle. And so when I hit struggles, I didn't know how to cope. And because I didn't know how to cope, I didn't like failing. And because I didn't like failing, I would never try. And because I never tried, I'd end up being more confused. And when I was ended up more confused, I got depressed. So I go on that rabbit trail to say, if you haven't been through those struggles, stop thinking and just do. Just do. And fail. Like, we were baptized in our school systems and other things not to fail, and that if you did fail, it was a bad thing and you needed to go to detention, or you're not getting put on the dean's list if you do bad, you know. And here's my thing is, when you get into the world of business and entrepreneurship, you need to have the ability to fail 99 times and be able to be right once. That's how the greats do it. I'm not great yet. I'm nowhere near it. I mean, right now I'm in the military. I'm financially secure, but I'm not in the financial freedom realm, which is where I want to be. And I want to take other great entrepreneurs with me we're just at our starting point, and I want to get there with those people. And I want to put out good content, and I want to build my brand, and I want to inspire people in our age range to do the same thing, to chase that dream. And it doesn't have to be the same dream as me, right? So my dream is to be at the point where I'm either making 100,000 to 400,000 range. If it gets bigger, that's great. If not, fine. But that's where I'd want to be, because I feel you have financial freedom to make whatever decisions you want to make and travel and do all those nice things. But it's the ability to make your own schedule, to make and run any decisions with a business in the way you want to, because you have the reins. They're in your hand. But there's a double-edged sword with that, right? So when you have the reins, you also have to eat the reality. I mean, that's what I was talking about Vaynerchuk, what he was saying earlier. You have to really eat the reality and learn to love it. I'm learning to love it. Now, if I'm just being really honest, I'm learning